What happened?
Six of the hostages went out a back exit.
Where are they?
The Canadian ambassador's house.
You got Revolutionary Guards going door to door. These people die. They die badly.
White House?
Who wants the six of them out?
I got an idea.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
Okay, here's the deal. He may have been dismissed a while back as yet another middling actor, but Ben Affleck has proved to be a triple threat lately, likening him to a young Clint Eastwood. His latest film, and easily the best directing effort so far, is Argo, the true story of the U.S.'s attempt to extract six Americans from Iraq during the hostage crisis using a fake movie as a cover story. As politically relevant as it is today, Argo is a tense international thriller that is expertly paced and extremely well executed. It also features some laugh-out-loud moments to break the tension by poking fun at the movie industry as a whole. Keep your eyes on both this movie and Affleck himself over the next couple months as award season ramps up. You'll see some nominations. Argo gets 4.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.